Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 15 regarding Ann, A-N-N, Scargle, S-C-A-R-G-L-E. Ann Scargle is a 55-year-old woman who reports she injured her right knee at work on 2-7-21. Period, on that occasion, she slipped and fell on the ice. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation, leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a sprain. Period, she did not undergo any surgery and has completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Ms. Scargle was seen at Riverside Urgent Care on 2-9-21, stating she walked into a building and slipped on ice and fell. Period. As a result, she contused her right knee and thigh. Period. The thigh felt fine at that point, but the knee still had pain. Period. She offered a history of prior right knee arthroscopy and right shoulder surgery that she currently denies. Period. She was examined and had no deformity, effusion, erythema, ecchymosis, or lacerations. Period. She was tender over the medial joint line, common lateral joint line, common and patellar tendon. Period. There was no laxity with provocative maneuvers. Period. She was diagnosed with pain on the right knee, for which she was prescribed ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph. On 2-26-21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. McMillan, MC, capital M-I-L-L-A-N. Period. He had her undergo x-ray of the knee to be inserted here. Period. His exam found flexion to 130 degrees with pain upon flexion, but full extension. Period. The right knee had no effusion or bony abnormality. Period. She had tenderness over the medial and lateral joint lines, but not of the popliteal space, common patellar tendon, common other collateral ligaments. Period. She had a positive McMurray's test, but no varus or valgus instability or laxity of the collateral ligaments. Period. He diagnosed internal derangement of the right knee, for which he referred her to have an MRI. Period. She was also going to be fitted with a hinge knee brace. Period. New paragraph. She had the right knee MRI on 3-5-21 to be inserted. These results were reviewed with her by the physician assistant on 4-2-21. Period. It was noted the MRI showed mild degenerative chondromalacia within the patellofemoral compartment. Period. They discussed treatment options, including injections, but she wanted to pursue physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. On subsequent visits, she did accept corticosteroid injections to the knee. Period. She continued to be seen in Dr. McMillan's practice through 12-2-21. Period. She completed therapy with mild improvement. Period. She had a cortisone injection with mild improvement. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Chong, C-H-O-N-G, for further evaluation. Period. She was given gel injections in the previous visit, and she was doing fairly well afterwards. Period. She wanted to return back to work full duty. Period. Examined the knee, found full range of motion from 0 to 135 degrees. Period. Lachman test was 1+ with a solid endpoint. Period. Posterior drawer test was 1+. Period. She was rendered a diagnosis of patellotendinitis of the right knee, for which he was going to utilize ibuprofen. Period. In paragraph, she did see Dr. Chung on 10/7/21. Period. He referenced the MRI and deemed she had very mild medial compartment osteoarthritis. Period. He recommended Nabisco supplementation injections. Period. These were administered over the next several weeks. Period as of 11/4/21. Ms. Scargill was make that tolerated list procedure well. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 5-. For resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was mildly tender on the medial and lateral joint lines of the right knee and in the prepatella area, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal. Lumbar. She was able to stand on her toes and squat using the counter for balance. Period. She could walk fluidly on her heels. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat fully. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 2/7/21. And Scargill evidently slipped and fell outside of her place of business. Period. 2 days later, she went to the urgent care. And there was no significant signs of external trauma. Period. She then came out of the orthopedic care of Dr. McMillan. Period. He elicited a history of surgical arthroscopy on the right knee in 1989 when she had period. He had her undergo an MRI of the knee that showed only mild degenerative joint disease. Period. She participated in physical therapy and also received corticosteroid and visco supplementation injections to the knee with improvement. Period. On the last visit with Dr. McMillan on 12/2/21, she wanted to return to work. Period. She was accommodated in that regard. Period. I should note on the visit with Dr. McMillan of 8/30/21, they discussed platelet-rich plasma injection for the right patella tendon, but this was denied by workers' compensation. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Scargill found that she ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. She had full range of motion of the knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative for instability. Period. She did have mild tenderness to palpation. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right leg. Period. Ms. Scargill's knee contusion, which is a soft tissue injury, has results from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She has been able to return to her full duty position with the insured. Period. End.